With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. Rapid City will get the region's first long-term acute care hospital. Monument Health begins construction on the new hospital this fall. SDPB's Jacqueline Severin has more.
The venture is a partnership between Monument Health and Vibra Healthcare. Vibra operates several long-term acute care and rehabilitation facilities across the U.S. Mark Longacre is Vice President of Operations for Monument Health in Rapid City. He says long-term acute care facilities serve patients with a variety of conditions. They include respiratory and infectious diseases, neurological disorders, and even cardiac conditions. The patients require ongoing care, but not what's offered at an ICU. Longacre says patients in the region have had to travel up to 500 miles for long-term acute care.
And typically, they're having to leave the region for 3, 4, even 5 weeks at a time. And so it puts a tremendous burden on their family members to have them leave the community, have to be able to travel and support and provide some assistance for their loved ones.
The new 55,000-square-foot facility will also house Monument's acute rehabilitation services. Longacre says the new hospital will more than double the number of rehab beds. He says patients who need acute rehabilitation have often had a stroke, brain injury, or spinal cord injury. Longacre says the new rehab unit will have a specialized kitchen for patients to practice meal preparation. It will also have transition rooms for family members to stay and learn how to take care of patients. Monument Health says the Rehabilitation and Critical Care Hospital of the Black Hills is planned to open in the spring of 2023. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jacqueline Severin.
The Sioux Falls City Council has scrapped a proposal to allow motorized foot scooters downtown. Alders Alex Jensen and Christine Erickson's proposal would have allowed licensed ride-sharing programs to place the scooters downtown. People would have had to ride them on the sidewalks. Other council members voiced concern about safety in areas with high foot traffic and drunk people using the scooters. The Sioux Falls Argus Leader reports the proposal is set to be withdrawn from the council's Tuesday meeting agenda. Mitchell's Corn Palace serves multiple functions. It's a tourist attraction, basketball arena, and event center. But its size is a limiting factor, so city officials are thinking about an expansion. SDPB's Kyle Ireland reports.
The City Council is reviewing interest statements from designers, architects, and construction companies. Doug Greenway is the director of the Corn Palace. He says the project may require major building changes.
Initially, there are some that said, you know, without pushing out walls, raising the roof, lowering the floor, that may not be a possibility. But those are all things we ask them to consider, how we can get 5,000 seats and nearly double our floor space with retractable seating.
The city built the Corn Palace in 1892 to give the community a gathering space. Today, the palace receives nearly 500,000 visitors annually. Greenway says the city has the capability to host more and larger events.
We have the motel rooms, we have the restaurants, we have the infrastructure, we just don't have the space.
Greenway says he wants to increase opportunities for large indoor events, but also preserve the character of the Corn Palace.
Very important to me as the director that we maintain this as a tourist attraction. We have that large number of people come every year to see those corn murals on the outside, the Oscar Howe originals on the inside, and maintaining those murals is very important to the Corn Palace and to me and I think to the city.
Greenway says a decision to expand the building will depend on the estimated price tag. Reporting for South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kyle Ireland.
Special education student graduation rates are falling short of state goals. The Sioux Falls Argus Leader reports that the South Dakota Department of Education released annual information that shows the state graduation rate was 72.14%, well short of the 85% target. The data considers students who have received a regular high school diploma in 4 years. It doesn't reflect students with disabilities who graduate with a regular diploma but need additional time beyond 4 years to complete required coursework. More than 22% of students who enrolled in special education are enrolled in higher education within a year of leaving high school, meeting the target of 15.5%. A Groton woman has captured the 2021 Miss South Dakota crown. The Rapid City Journal reports Caitlin O'Neill won the title Saturday night. She bested 14 other women from across the state to earn an $8,000 scholarship with a platform entitled Bloom, Healthy Mind, Healthy Body, Healthy You. O'Neill graduated from Minnesota State University Mankato, where she majored in dance and marketing. She will compete in the Miss America pageant in December.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.